Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast number 60 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, a fairly common sight on the tennis courts at the local park or tennis club is you see a lot of people playing singles or doubles, both of which are a lot of fun. Now, as we get older, the physical demands of playing singles become, a little more challenging. Thus, with age, doubles often becomes the preferred option over singles for many tennis players, from avid players to those reigniting their passion for the game after many years away from the courts. But before you think about turning in that singles card, I'd like to share some thoughts on why playing singles can be beneficial to your overall game. Like virtually every tennis player, I started out as a singles player, and although I had played some doubles on occasion on school teams and local tournaments and recreational settings, singles was what I preferred and played predominantly really up until a few years ago when middle age entered the equation. At that point, I began playing more doubles, as doubles was a little more forgiving physically than singles. Now, as I've talked about in previous podcasts, your tennis skill set is comprised of physical and mental components. When you play singles, you really do get to test the limits of your physical and mental skill sets. The fact is, it's all you. From the physical aspects of tennis, you are the one getting all of the practice. You're hitting all of the ground strokes, all the serves, the returns, volleys, and overheads. And from a physical fitness standpoint, playing two or three singles matches per week will probably get you in shape fairly quickly. After all, you're the one doing all of the running, stopping, starting, lunging, jumping, etc. Now, while the benefits to the physical aspects of your game are certainly important and, of course, nice to have, it's your mental game that really stands to benefit the most from playing singles, in my opinion. Everything from sharpening your analytical skills to managing your emotions to increasing mental stamina. Folks, when you play doubles, you've got a partner. Now, I don't want to get into the particulars and different challenges of playing with a partner. That's a separate topic of discussion for a future podcast. The point is, when you play singles, hey, you are it. It's all on you. Everything from figuring out your opponent's strengths and weaknesses, play patterns, decision-making, and then dealing with the consequences of your decisions, to effectively managing the multiple ebbs and flows, ups and downs, that are typical with every match. There is no partner to lean on, get words of encouragement from, and help pick you up during rough patches of play. And for some folks, no partner to blame for points or games lost. In singles, there's no one to blame but yourself if you lose, and of course, the flip side is you get all the satisfaction for winning. Every point won or lost is on your watch. Now, this is an important point to expand on because losing a point, game, set, or match in singles is often a solitary experience and can be a surprisingly intense emotional experience. The highs can be very high and the lows very low, and that's perfectly natural. The challenges in how you deal with this particular roller coaster of emotions during and after a match. Every singles player goes through these experiences of, well, I'll call them self-discovery, developing a healthy sense of self-reliance and accountability that comes with playing singles. Now, in my view, understanding self-reliance and embracing accountability typically come with more match experience. They are critical for developing mental toughness, which is a key factor for success, not only for singles, but for doubles as well. I've often believed that you have to first be capable of taking care of your own business on court before you can effectively give or receive to a partner in doubles. Thus, the shaping of this mindset really begins with playing singles. So, if you haven't played much singles recently or ever, it's never too late to start. Regardless of age, gender, skill level, style of play, as long as you are able to find a comparable level opponent, playing singles can add multiple new dimensions to your overall game, physically and mentally. So go out and get your singles game on. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.